This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today is Jeff Howell. He is the director of the Yancey County Parks and Recreation Department. He is with us today to talk with us about myths and youth sports. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the program.
A couple things I'd like to bring to folks' attention is that there's a lot of myths out there about youth sports, particularly in Yancey County. And a loose definition of a myth is an unproven or a false belief that's used to justify an opinion. Now, youth sports is just full of those kinds of myths. The unfortunate thing is that while some of these ill-conceived ideas, opinions, practices are harmless, some can actually do serious damage to a young athlete's social maturity and sometimes their physical well-being. But one myth that comes about is the myth that the sooner you start a child in sports, the better. There are some kids who are going to be socially and physically mature enough to start playing baseball at a very young age, say age 4, but not many. Don't make that mistake of thinking that just because a kid is big that they're ready to play a team sport. It doesn't always work that way. Another myth, at bedtime, most 3 to 4 year olds will insist that they aren't tired at all, and even while they're nodding off into a bowl of SpaghettiOs. As parents, we know better and we put them to bed. However, once they start playing sports, we permit them and far too often encourage them to play more and more and more, even though the kid is exhausted. We'll run them from this practice to this practice to this practice, never really giving any thought to their physical well-being or the fact that there's other things in life more important than sports. Another myth is that winning is important. If it wasn't important, we wouldn't keep score. But far too many people think that it's extremely important to kids. And I've had kids, if they come up to me after a ball game and they look up at me and say, "Did we win?" Well, if they don't know, it don't matter. Mm-hmm. And if they had fun, they won. And it always killed me to see the parents when we don't keep score purposely because we don't want that to be the focal point of the game. But the mamas will sit in the stands and they're going to keep scoring. They're going to tell Junior after the game that you beat this team 25-2, which is kind of silly. Another myth is that the game officials care about who wins the ball game. I've done it for years, and I promise you, they don't care. It's kind of unique to Yancey County. There's no doubt that there's some officials who are better than others, and there's no doubt that officials miss calls. If a game-winning call is missed or blown, it's probably because the official is just inexperienced or just not very good. If they lose a game on a bad call, use it as a teachable moment. We've all had times in our adult lives when we've done all the right things and still gotten kicked in the teeth. Learning to successfully deal with disappointment early in life will do wonders for your child down the road. Another myth. My child would just die if they didn't get to play football, basketball, baseball, softball, whatever. Instead of telling your child, "We're going to sign you up today," ask the child, "Do you want to play baseball this year, softball, cheerlead, whatever?" Many times the kids play because they feel like they're going to let you down as a parent if they don't play. I've seen it happen over and over again. If they tell you they don't want to play this year, don't start trying to convince them or start questioning them. Why don't you want to play? Consider these facts. Of all the high school seniors playing basketball in 2009, only 3% will go on to play in college. And of those, only 9.4% of the college players will ever play on an NBA team, which equals out to about 0.3% of high school players who will ever set foot on a court in the NBA. By no means should this be considered, you know, any kind of advice to throw in the towel or just give up on college sports scholarship. If your child has a passion for his or her sport, encourage them and support them as much as possible. Take them to camp, buy them as much stuff as you want or can afford, but understand that no matter how talented a player may be, how many tournaments they've been, trophies they've got, MVP awards they've won, they're not going to get into college without good grades. There are thousands of high school superstars whose parents placed most of the emphasis on sports and just didn't take scholastics seriously enough. And if you don't qualify, you don't qualify. And there's nothing that Philip Fulmer or Mike Krzyzewski can do for you if you have a 1.5 GPA.
True, very true. Jeff Howell, he's the Yancey County Parks and Recreation Director, talking today about myths and youth sports, and representing the folks at Healthy Yancey who work hard to make everybody in the community aware of better healthy living. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.